and Fernie.
Love makes you one. Surely this is only a taste of heaven.
Only a taste of heaven.
Now I can understand.
Now I can understand
why my body must be changing.
Now my body must be changing
when the love of heaven. This old flesh could not contain. Oh, the love of Jesus.
Oh, the love of Jesus.
Quivering through my soul.
Quivering through my soul.
Cannot express them.
Cannot express them.
By the Spirit, you feel them.
By the Spirit, you feel them.
These shiverings of love.
These shiverings of love.
That move over your soul.
The bond of perfection
that binds all his life.
That binds all his life
inside of you. Suffereth long.
The love that suffereth long.
The love that abhors evil.
Love that abhors evil.
Moves over our soul.
Moves over our soul.
The way to perfection. Just gently unfold.
Just gently unfold.
It's that love of Jesus.
Love of Jesus.
You now feel in your soul.
You now feel in your soul.
Oh.
uphold the world.
Has already been shown.
Has already been shown.
By the suffering undead.
By the suffering undead.
For the whole world.
For the whole world.
But to one of my ministers.
But to one of my ministers.
My ministers of grace.
My ministers of grace.
A special love I have.
A special love I have.
In my heart a special place.
In my heart a special place.
And to all that love him.
To all that love him.
And submit unto him.
And submit unto him.
They receive that same love. Same special place.
Same special.
Calling.
Respectful calling.
A word of encouragement. Any act of obedience.
Any act of obedience.
Brings your reward. With me not love.
Reward as my prophet.
Then receive him. And obey his word.
And obey his word.
Change not his word.
Change not his word.
Suit your own feelings.
To suit your own feelings.
But simply obey him.
Simply obey him.
And I make you both one.
And I make you both one.
Oh. am I ministering?
What am I ministering?
And I send them for them. The whole force of heaven. Backs them up. And the host of my angels. Spirits of my Father, watch every heart as they go by, to see how they receive them, or to see if they reject them. They reject him, then my fire does fly.
Servant,
and I fold him in my love. chosen.
When one of my chosen
gets tired in their body,
gets tired in their body,
I wrap them in glory.
I wrap them in glory.
And wrap them in grace.
And I wrap them in grace.
But I'm not satisfied.
But I'm not satisfied.
With just glory and grace.
With just glory and grace.
I breathe my love in them.
And I show them my
faith. Oh. For you,
to receive of your love,
the first thing I require is that you give yourself and look up on me. Look at me now. Look on my face.
Look on my face.
And say, Lord Jesus.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Whatever you desire.
Whatever you desire.
You give in obedience. Chosen way,
in my chosen way,
then a hundredfold you claim hath been given. Oh, just do it that way. Just go to the offering. Just give yourself first. Let him speak to you. Choose out his way of prosperity, because his way of prosperity is what works. For it's the widow's mine, or nothing to give him. When you pour your life before me and pour out your love,
and pour out your love,
then my heart is open.
Then my heart is open.
Yes, you're open to me.
You're open
to me. Then I gather up treasure.
Grace.
upon those that obey. And I pour out my treasure day after day. And I bring them to rest in my faithfulness. No more struggling, but only obedient. Then I show them the way that the yoke is easing, the burden is light as they look on my face.
No respect of person.
I only require. They give themselves to me. For this special plan. In my heart of love.
Of my kingdom age.
When the whole wide world is ruled by my love,
my blood
and the glory rise. the morning,
like the mist of the morning,
and the shining of my love,
my love,
binds it all together,
binds it all together.
A dream.
Think not this a dream
of some mind of man.
Of some mind of man.
This is a dream of my father.
This is a dream of my father.
And I suffered to fulfill it.
And suffered to fulfill it.
Now he moved with his power.
His
fire and grace, and
his fire and grace,
to make this dream a reality,
to make this dream reality,
for the new kingdom age,
for the new kingdom age,
and the glory is rising,
and the glory is rising, that'll clear up your mind. Clear up your mind.
To things that you've heard.
To things that you've heard.
My plan so simple.
My plan so simple.
For the people of the earth.
For the people of the earth.
I had it laid out.
I did.
From the creation of the world, I never intended for them to know good or evil.
For them to know good or evil.
I only intended for them to know my life.
For them to know.
No. from good and evil,
good and evil,
to the life stream. And everyone that eats,
everyone that eats,
will only know one,
will only know one,
the fruit of my life. The power,
you understand the power
released in this group,
released in this group,
as they come to the tree of life,
as they come to the tree of life,
and delivered from Satan's plan,
delivered from Satan's plan.
Choice. I only intended
to give them my best.
I never told them
to choose good or evil,
to try to satisfy the Lord thy God.
I only told them
to choose my tree of life. Satan added this other on and captured the whole world.
Satan
rises up and overcomes them. I never intended this thing to be.
This thing to be.
Once man knows them,
once may know
good and evil.
Good and evil.
Then the desires of their heart overcome them. Then they're ruled by Satan.
And they're ruled by Satan.
Condemned in good. Earth, what are you talking about? Doesn't even depend on me at all. No, sir, just depend on me standing still, seeing the glory of the Lord. Once I reach the place to where he said, open your mouth and I'll fill it, well, that's all he needs then. Why? It'll never work all over. Listen, God has spoken this thing and it is finished. As sure as I'm standing here. You see, when we started in this move, he didn't have us to start whacking at Satan or in a revival. We went right to the root. He had us to go right to the root of Satan and dig it out. Right in a home, right in a family, and right on the inside of people. Just fish that old Leviathan of the sea out. You know what the Leviathan of the sea out is? Is that small voice in there that tells you it's the voice of grace? That voice of the snake. Isaiah called it the Leviathan of the sea. He had us go hook it out of there and just go. And this thing hath been finished. And it hath been done. Way he establishes us when he moves us into this place. In order to hold us safe in his grace, he reveals us two things. His judgment and his blessing. God doesn't condemn you. He judges you. Satan condemns you. Lord, very firm about it. He whacks you in judgment if you step out of line. He whacks me. He doesn't say if, then, but about it. Just whoosh. And that's the reason why he said, I love judgment. And once you understand his plan, you get to where you love it too, because that's the safest place you can be. Since he delivered you to where you cannot, you're not supposed to know good and evil. And this is where he's brought you to. To where you're not supposed to make up your mind what's good and evil. Then the safe place to be is under his judgment of grace, that he can cut out all the evil out of you and leave you pleasing in his sight. And this is the way he does under grace. Oh. Revelation, the 14th chapter, verses 14 through 20. Real soft, if you will. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice, thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is dried. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. That first reaping now is the reaping that's going on with you.
Jesus thrust in his sickle and begin to pull you into this new Jerusalem. Why? He said, because the harvest of the earth, it says dry, ripe. That is the literal translation of it. It's dried. It's overripe and it's beginning to dry up. Said, we got them all restored. Now, said, let's pull them in to the new Jerusalem and reap them. Crush them and bind them together. Put them in the storage bin. And that's what he did. All right, boys. You boys get up and go down there. Whose kids are these? Get them over and set them down and whack them. Y'all don't have any business back here behind this anyway. I told every one of y'all to get out in front, and you just continually come right back up here and get where you're not supposed to. And then, this is the first reaping that goes on over the earth. Gathers his obedient, his remnant, into the new Jerusalem. Puts them in and begins to crush them and gather them together and to purge their branch where they can bring forth more fruit. How did he purge their branch? By cutting off all their old ways, doesn't he? And bringing forth his new ways. Said, when you bring forth a little fruit, said, I purge you. I cut off some of your old weight. Then I bring forth a new growth where you can bring forth more fruit. This is the way he works on the grace. This is what he's doing for you in case you don't know it. He's harvesting you, putting you in the new Jerusalem. Purging on you. You bring forth a little fruit and he melts it together in there and you feel it, crush it, and then he purges you a little more to bring forth some more. Let's read on. And another angel. This is an angel now. The first one was Jesus. Came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power with fire and cried with a loud voice to him that sharp sickle, saying, thrust in the sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And listen to what he did. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the whole vine of the earth. You know what vine he's talking about? The false vine in the earth. Just gathered the whole thing and took it without the city, and cast the whole vine, fruits and all, into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even under the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. That's what's ahead of you. What's beginning now is the reaping of the obedient, gathering them into New Jerusalem, and the reaping of the wicked unto judgment. When he gets through with it this time, the whole vine of the wicked is pulled up out of earth and harvested in judgment and burned in fire. Jesus had already said at the end of the age, at the end of the world, end of the age, said, when my new heaven and new earth is revealed, do you remember? He said, I send forth angels to gather the chaff into bundles and to burn it.
I saw an angel
descend from heaven.
And cry to him
that sitteth on the clouds.
Thrust in thy sickle
into the earth.
Time has come
to harvest the earth.
Once Satan was knocked down from his throne, you know who took it immediately? Jesus. What's the first thing he did? He began to reach in to harvest his people, his obedient people. Bring them in, gather them together. That's the first thing he did. You didn't know it, but he began to reach after you. Oh! According, the reaping goes according to the words of Jesus, but it goes according to how it is laid out, Christ speaking through the minister Paul. You shall be judged
by the gospel I preach.
Spoke the apostle Paul.
Christ in him did speak.
He that despised Moses' law.
Died without mercy.
Under two or three witnesses.
How much more terrible
shall judgment be?
Under God's grace and love.
Under the law.
Under grace God gives.
You the fullness of his life.
Jesus in love suffered.
And made you complete.
So if any man trod Jesus under his foot
by living their own life
in their own religious way
and not accepting
the blood of God
for the cleansing of their old sin life.
This
is the one that Paul wrote this to, is exactly the one that we're headed back under the law and under religion, the Hebrews. He said, now this is just exactly how you're going to be judged. He said, you go to trodden underfoot the Son of God. Tell him we're going to turn from you and your leadership and turn back to obedience under the law of religion of good and evil. And you go to trying to clean up your own life without using the blood of Jesus Christ.
And if any man
substitute their own religious works
For the gifts and works
of the grace of God.
Then no chance.
Does that person have
Without mercy.
Judgment fire destroys him.
Now, the reason, Lord, I'm having this very plain with you, I want you to understand this is not a revival. This is not a revival. This is the beginning in you of a life of grace, something to you that some of you have had a taste of. But most of you, even though you think you know what it's all about, you just have tasted. And the commandment is that you must continue in this thing until it's firmly established in your life. This is not just a revival. Because once you lapse back to trotting underfoot the Son of God or trying to use some other way to cleanse yourself except through the blood or going to doing works instead of relying upon His grace working in life through you, you're in trouble. And that's the reason why when we leave here, Lord had me leave here for a while, we're going to leave tapes playing here all day and most of the night, where you can come in here anytime and move in this knowledge of the working of this kingdom to keep you safe.